Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he comes to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. We're all aware that other people are looking at us, and that's particularly true of Christian leaders. Because of the public nature of the role, people are constantly making judgments about us, whether we like it or not. This is challenging for everyone, but particularly for those who, like Timothy, are still relatively inexperienced. It's easy to become anxious and overly defensive. But Paul reminds his young friend that the only audience which really matters is God himself. It is God's judgment which is crucial. Timothy needed to live his life with a constant awareness that one day he would need to give a full account of what he'd done. Preaching was at the heart of Timothy's ministry. It was vital that people should clearly understand the faith and be encouraged to live by it. But like any task, preaching has good days and bad days. There are times when it's joyful and easy to preach, and others when it's sheer hard work. Often people are eager to hear what you have to say, and at other times, they're asleep. There are times when people congratulate you for your oratory, and times when they point out your silly little errors. Like any task, you need to stick at it through thick and thin. Paul urged Timothy to realize that this was his God-given responsibility. The thought of being judged by God is a challenging one for all of us, but it shouldn't fill us with fear. We know that God is perfectly loving, forgiving, and gracious. However, it should sharpen and focus our thinking on the importance of doing what God has called us to do, however tough that might be. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Give us your strength so that we may always give you our best. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.